Welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore on WGCR.FM.
I'm Dr. Eurydice Moore, the Grant Writer of Safe Haven Community Skills Center, and your host for this half hour. We are here to serve the local, national, and international communities. We provide alternative educational services. We provide grant writing services, grant writing workshop, and a certified grant writer course. We also provide special career workshops in case management, non-for-profit management, and faith-based counseling. You have time to tell a friend to tune in for today's show. Today's show is The Spirituality of Grant Writing. You may contact me at 773-407-5372. You may also log on to our website, www.the10.10skillscenter.com. You may also log in on myspace.com, The Grant Writer, and The Grant Writer Podomatic.com. This program airs every Sunday, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. I would like to give a special thanks to Mr. Ray Foreman and Mrs. Diane Warmack Foreman, and to Dr. Israel and his wife, Keturah Israel, and to Mr. Engineer. Today's show is of a controversial nature. We're going to cover some unorthodox methods associated with grant writing, and that is inviting God into the grant writing process. If you don't line up with the Word of God, don't follow it. Now, the voice. You know, I want to share some personal testimony in grant writing, how you and God can connect together. Because after all, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell within. And since the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and the gold and the silver is his, he knows where every dollar is. So why not ask him? Why not be led by his spirit in how to tap into monies? So how do you get this power to tap in? Now, I would like to welcome you, whether you are a born-again Christian or a non-believer, whether you are of a different faith or a different denomination, or you are a different religion. This program is for everyone, because the main goal of this program is to provide information. And I'm going to give you a key that I have lived by. And listening to information, you take it in and you spit out the bones and find out what it is that you can use, what is appropriate for you. Now, first I'd like to talk about this program, this very special program, and you still have time to tell someone to tune in. The Spirituality of Grant Writing. First, I'd like to let you know that I am a born-again Christian, and I have not always been a Christian. What have took place was, in my life, there was a time when I could go anywhere, do anything that I like, and I found myself feeling unfulfilled. I felt a void in my life, and, you know, I had real good jobs and real good careers and property and drove a sports car, and I didn't deny myself anything. It was nothing for me to go shopping at the mall and spend thousands of dollars. Nothing. But you know what? And then different relationship, very nice friendship, even got married, had a child. But the things of this world did not make me satisfied. It left me with a void. It left me with a hole in my heart and an emptiness and a longing. So what happened? So one day I decided, why am I here? What is my purpose for being around here? And I got tired of living. So I decided one day that I was going to check out. I was going to commit suicide. And I used to be a party person. I used to go to discos and lounge and house party and boogie down, you know, get my buzz on. But I would always feel alone and unfulfilled and empty. And then I had a lot of bad experience, and I was like, I don't want to live any longer in this pathetic world because I don't have a purpose. I don't have a plan for my life. Therefore, I'm leaving, checking out. So I designated a day, which was December 31st of 1982. And I said, well, I'm going to kill myself before the next year come in, because what is the reason for living? Hang in there. I know you all like, what do this have to do with grant writing? I'm getting there. Just hang in. So I went to my last disco. You know, the disco fever was out. And I sat in a crowd where people were drinking and smoking and marijuana was there. And I was like, Is this all life has in store for me? If this is all life is about? And then I looked at my watch and I went home. And then when I went home, it was 11:49. I said, I have to get out of here before 12:01 because it was another day and I would have to live another year and another life. So I need to get out. So what happened, I had an overwhelming desire to watch television. Isn't that something? You're getting ready to commit suicide. And I used to be a lab technician and I had access to poison. So I had a game plan. So all of a sudden I had this overwhelming desire to watch TV. I began to flip the channel over and over, and then my eye focused in on TV 38, which is a Christian station. And there was an evangelist on there, and he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I saw people, he did an altar call, and he took people over to repentant prayer. And I saw people with tears flowing down their face, and yet they had a smile on their face. And I was like, how can you be happy and how can you cry at the same time? It just did not compute. But I noticed that they had peace. They had the peace that I have been looking for all of my life. And when the program went off, it was exactly 12 midnight. I had 1 minute to decide if I was going to live or die. So I dropped down on my knees and I began to mimic. I didn't even believe what they were saying. I said, well, I tried everything else to bring me peace and bring me happiness. I had lots of money. I had any man that I wanted. I could go shopping anytime. I had property. I had sport cars. I had jewels. I had furs. But yet, I was empty. I was void. So I was like, let me try this. So I got down on my knees and I began to say what they said. And that was the repentant prayer. And after I spoke that prayer, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and this voice came out of me that spoke and said, and it was the Holy Ghost, I need a spiritual awakening. And then when I got up off my knees, I felt light as a feather, just like the old folks say. You know, grandma and great-grandma, when they said they look at their hands were new. They look at their feet were new. Remember them saying that? I felt relieved, and I felt that I could live another day. And that spirit of suicide left me, and I began to live. Now, in the course of Christianity, I found out that God is not just concerned about your spirituality. He's concerned about every area of your life. He's concerned about your health, and he is also concerned about your wealth. And through my walk, I have discovered that God wants to be a part of every area of your life if you let him in. So in my discovery, I found out that God owns money and he does not mind routing it to you. So, in the grant writing process, I have found the practice of praying before you turn in your grant to be very effective. Many times we jump up and we turn in grant and we get rejection. I must let you know that I have over 20 years of grant writing experiences, and every grant that I have ever worked on, and listen to the key to this grant money, getting the grant money, the spiritual part of it. Every grant that I ever worked on, I got them. Why did I get them? Because I did what God said. I applied for the one that he directed me to apply for, and I asked for the amount that he told me to ask for. So you like, how do you get this communication with God? You have to listen for his voice. And in this world, there are many voices. There are the voices of man, then there are demonic voices, and then there is the voice of the Holy Ghost, which is the voice of God. So how do you know which voice to listen to? You want to listen to the voice of God. Many times you hear people that say, I heard voices, and you're ready to take them off to the psychiatric ward. Well, yes, if they heard voices and they hear voices that is telling them to do somebody harm or some type of destructive passive, no, you do not listen to that voice. You do not listen to a voice that's going to bring destruction. But if you hear a voice that's telling you to do good and leading you to do good, then that is the voice of God, your creator, and that is whom you want to listen. So, in this grant writing, I want you to put the spiritual and the natural together. And I'm going to share testimony to show you that it is more than possible. Now, in America, we have on our currency, and God we trust. Not only do God what we is on our money, but he wants to be in our money. He's not just on it, but he wants to be in it. And it's time to have the power of God when you are trying to attain money. Now, I have some people here that probably don't believe in God, and I want to thank you for listening to this program thus far, and I want to encourage you to listen to it in its entirety. Now, there are some of you that says, I have what I have because of me. I have what I have because of my talents, my gifts, and my ability. Well, I want to inform you that your talents, your gifts, and your ability came from God, the Creator. Now that you have acknowledged that you said your talents and your gift brought you to the point that you are, and you may be a multi-millionaire and a millionaire, and I have some questions to ask you. How did you get to where you are? Who did you step on? How low did you have to stoop? How far did you have to go? We're going to take a break, and we're going to explore the spirituality of grant writing a little further. You have been listening to WGCR.FM. We're what the world is looking for. The Grant Writing Seminar, your host of this half-hour program, Dr. Eurydice Moore.
The lives, the stressed, the depressed. With the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life. You are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life. shall live and not die.
Let's not lose another person to a senseless death. Substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing it.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother.
Say it again.
I speak life, you are the head and not the tail. You will remain.
As a dad, you'll probably spend years teaching your son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this: how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
You're listening to WGCR.FM. We belong to the world.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this half-hour program, and we're going to pick up with the spirituality side of grant writing, and I'm going to share some testimony. Your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore, and one testimony in grant writing is that I used to be a Chicago public school teacher, and the principal had called all the vocational teachers into her office, and she said, "I need you all to write grants." So we asked her, "Well, what should we write about?" She said, "I don't care. The board has money. They're going to spend it. So write grant. Get to writing." So then we told her, okay. And so then we asked, "Well, what is the amount?" And it was a small grant, and we were told that the maximum amount was $3,000. And so she suggests $3,000. So I went home. That's why I said having a relationship with God, opening up your spirit so you can hear His voice. And I got down on my knees, and I said, "Well, Lord, what is the amount that I should ask for? What is the program that I should design?" So He touched my heart, and He dealt with me by developing a computer program because computers had just came out, and I didn't know a whole lot about them. And then I said, "Well, what is the amount that I should ask for?" And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, just as clear, $799. And I'm like, $799, God? But the principal said to apply for $3,000. And the Spirit of God came back and said, $799. So I obeyed, and I wrote up the grant, and I submitted it. And out of 10 people, I was the only one that got the grant. That's why I'm talking about the spiritual side of grant writing, where you get instruction from God. It's not enough to just turn it in, but you hear from here and you get instruction on what to do and what to ask for. That was the situation. Now I want to talk about a $1.2 million grant that I was able to fight for. God spoke. I was with a group of people, and they said, "Well, they were training us on how to go out and talk to the different legislators and supporting supportive housing." And I was with a group. And so we was taking a break. And they said, "After you come back from break, we're going to tell you who it is you need to talk to." So I was just sitting there, and this gentleman was walking down this aisle with a bow tie. So I heard the Spirit of the Lord, remember, talking about voice, and I told you a good voice you listen to, which is God. And He said, "Speak to him." I'm like, "Speak to him? I don't even know him. What would I say?" And he was a senator. So I began to engage in a conversation, and I was gasping for air because I did not personally know him. But I opened up my mouth wide so that the Spirit of the Lord could speak through me, and I spoke to him. So after the break, I was like, "Well, God, I don't know why you did that, but I know there's a purpose somewhere down the line." After the break, I met with my group, and they began to tell us who we will need to talk to. So they gave me his name, and I told him I already spoke to him. And they said, "What? You spoke to him?" And I said, "Because the Spirit of the Lord led me to speak to him." And so they said, "What did he say? How did he act? What did he look like?" And he has been notorious for hurting people's feelings and for chewing people up and spitting them out. And unknown to me, he had a very bad reputation, bad disposition, very mean person. And they were shocked that he even spoke to me. Also, in addition, they said that he was the chairman of the Appropriation Committee. Now, at that time, I did not even know what the word appropriation meant. So I said, "Well, what is that?" They said, "He is the one that cut the check." So you see, God ordered my footstep to stand in front of a person that cut the check. So later on, they said, "Well, since you met him, then you go and meet him again about this particular issue." When I walked into his office, And he invited me to sit down, and he began to give all types of sob story. Oh, well, you know, the state don't have any money. Oh, you know, Mayor Daley is talking about how broke the city is and all these woes. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say 1.2 million. There's money for 1.2 million. The group that I was working with had been wanting $4 million. So I sat down, and he sat across from me at his desk and painted a very bleak picture. So I said, God said that there is $1.2 million in the budget, and he wants you to release it for this program. And the force of the word and the power of God flowed so that it made the man begin to shake. The man began to shake and to quiver because the Spirit of the Lord was there. And he said, yes, it is money available for $1.2 million. He said, send me the proposal. I will fund it. That's what I'm talking about, the spiritual side of grant writing, because you make a partnership with God. He, in other words, the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Everything down here belongs to him. So why not talk to him, and why not allow him to talk to you and lead you and guide you into the success that you need? Now it's going to cost you. For those of you that want to explore, you want to get closer. You've been feeling this emptiness and this void. You know that you were designed for a plan and for a purpose. You want that void filled. What do you do now? Or you want a relationship with God. You want to tap into this power that I just mentioned. All you have to do is invite Jesus into your life. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. Repent and believe the gospel and walk in a relationship with God, and let him talk to you about money. Let him lead and guide you into the highways and the byways where the money is. Let him lead you to the people that he can touch their heart and make them release the money that you need for the program, project, and service that you was ordained and called to do and complete in his name and for his purpose and for his will. Now, if you want additional information in regard to the spirituality of grant writing, you may contact me, Dr. Eurydice Moore, at 773-407-5372. I hope you have found this program informative, although it is controversial, but hey, it works for me. And anything that works for me, I'm willing to share with someone else. It's all about information. God bless. Godspeed.